When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Here Tuesday, May 4th edition, 12 games slate on tap for tonight, 11 if you're playing FanDuel because they don't like double headers, but we'll get into that in a minute. Hope everybody had a good Monday. Wild slate, as always. Two games got rained out, some pitching changes, injuries everywhere. It's crazy, and it's only May 4th, everybody, so buckle up. Long season to go. We have a wild ride in our hands. Lynch was doing great until a botched double play and the bullpen gave up the game and went on Lynch's record. So that sucked. But hey, I like the play. I'll go back to that well again. We'll see him this weekend for his second round in the rotation, which is great. But overall, some fun stuff. Lots of offense in a couple games, no offense in others. So we'll see how things go on this Tuesday. 12 game slate. Let's get cracking on it for you. Your totals, we don't have them all yet because we still have more pitching issues. Shocker. But we have a few here. Braves Nationals, total of 9. Astros Yankees, total of 9. Rangers Twins, 8. Indians Royals, 9. Jays A's, 9. Orioles Mariners, 8.5. So there you go. Lots of high totals on this slate right out the gate. We're still missing about 5 of them. So that's always fun. Weather-wise, Atlanta Washington, 15-20% chance to rain. Hopefully that stays okay. Houston and the Yankees, looks like it's okay, and then it gets wetter as the day goes on, so keep that one in mind. Milwaukee, Philadelphia, 10-15% chance of rain. That gets wetter as the night goes on as well. Texas, Minnesota, wind blowing out to right field about 11 miles an hour. And then the Mets at St. Louis, it's pouring all day apparently. Then it dies off a little after scheduled game time, so it might be too wet to play. Keep an eye on that because that's a DeGrom Oviedo day, and we like both pitchers in that game, so that is a crying shame. So keep that in mind. Weather is going to be another fun one. That's 5 or 4 potential rain games to keep an eye on. Yeah, no Coors, though. Got no Coors on the slate, so that's always good. But let's talk about the pitching on this 12-game slate. DeGrom leads the way at 11-1. We just talked about him. Watch the weather in this one, but absolutely electric. I don't go too deep on guys like DeGrom because you either just play him or you don't like him. It's up to you, but the dude is an absolute monster. He's averaging almost 39 points per game, 27, 58, 43, 41, 24.5. He's given up a total of 2 earned runs on the entire season. He has struck out 9, 15, 14, 14, 7. He's got only 6 innings in every start. The dude is just automatic. So if he's playing and the game plays, you lock him into cash. You probably play him in a lot of GPPs. He's expensive, but we got value because they don't price up guys like Kurloff and Hernandez, the guys we love. So we got ways to make this work. It's just, the Cardinals, they're interesting. They're okay. They're not great. And Jacob freaking DeGrom. Like I've said it before, I'll play Jacob DeGrom as long as the price isn't too ridiculous pretty much every time. Because if he makes 30 starts, he's going to screw you like 2 or 3 times max. That gives you like 27 or 28 other times you rostered him where he just absolutely dealt and you probably had to have him to make money that night, especially in cash. So I'll continue to play Jacob DeGrom at 11-1. Trevor Bauer, game 2 with a doubleheader between the Dodgers and the Cubs. He's 10-7, 7-inning games. So you have the chance for the complete game in that situation, at least an easier chance at it. So keep that in mind with Bauer, but also check the lineup, see what's going on there. He's 10-7. Aaron Nola is the fun one. He's 10-4. You know, you got Bauer who people like. You got DeGrom at $700 more. But Nola at 10-4 at home against the Milwaukee Brewers, the play I like quite a bit. Nola's been outstanding this year. He's had a couple, I guess people might say, rocky starts, but he's got at least 6 innings and 3 straight starts, 3 runs and 4 runs in his last 2. But he's still getting a lot of strikeouts, which is what we want to see, 7 or more in 3 of his last 4 starts. And most importantly, he's facing the Milwaukee Brewers, a team we know we can attack. They did get Yelich back on Monday. Got a couple knocks for you. They're striking out 27% of the time versus righties, 77 WRC+, 149 ISO, 2.8 average against. You can have fun with Nola. Good pivot off of DeGrom. We prefer DeGrom. But Nola at 10-4 is a strong pivot in this one. You got J.A. Happ at 86. He's interesting. If you get the strikeout, Texas strikes out a lot versus left-handed pitching, striking out almost 26% of the time. Can Happ take advantage of it? $1 million question. He's at 86. You could pivot to Huascar and Yanoa at 82. I'd rather have Yanoa than Happ just for the flat out upside of what Yanoa brings to the plate. Five or more innings pitched in all but one start. Two earned runs or less in four or five starts. He's got the strikeouts working for you, five or more in every start. He has 20 or more DK or 19 and a half or more in four or five starts. He's been absolutely outstanding outside of one blow-up start. He gets a Washington National team, still no Juan Soto, which we love, striking out 23.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching, 234 average, 120 ISO, and a 78 WRC+. So you can definitely target the Washington Nationals. It's just a matter of, as you know, his control there. When his control's off, that's when things get messy. When it's there, the strikeouts are there. He goes five, six innings at least. He even hits for himself. I like Yanoa at 82 in tournaments. Kind of still nervous a little bit in cash, but in tournaments, Yanoa at 82, I can definitely get all aboard with in that one. One of the popular mid-range plays, and I'm all about it. I get it, it's going to be chalk, but Nick Pivetta at 79, which is crazy to think. He's got you 15 or more points in four or five starts, coming off an absolute five-inning, one-hit, no-run, 7K gem against the Mets. He's got four or more Ks in four of five starts, seven or more in two of those five starts, and he gets the Detroit Tigers. This is what we like. We do this stuff for, is to fade the Detroit Tigers. Does Detroit hit once in a while? Sure. If you want to be contrarian, play Detroit, sure. But you have a Detroit team striking out 29% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 203 with a 164 ISO. That's where it gets interesting. So they do have some pop, but hitting for a low average and a 77 WRC+. So it's pretty much all or nothing with Detroit. Either like Candelario and Goodrum go deep, or they all strike out like 12 times and we just go home. That's or they might strike out 12 times and go deep twice. That's very possible too. And if that's the case, Pivetta's still great. So at $7,900, I think Pivetta is quite intriguing at his price point. So make sure you check out the goodies there. Alzolay, no, I just can't do it against the Dodgers. Unless it's game two of the doubleheader. So watch the lineups. You might get an absolute dog poop Dodgers lineup. So keep an eye on that at 76. Cole Irvin at 74 has been pitching great. Over 20 DK points in his last three starts, which is outstanding. It is the Toronto Blue Jays. I respect the Toronto Blue Jays a lot. It's not in Dunedin, Florida, which is nice. But 23% K rate versus lefties, 122 WRC+, 181 ISO, 265 average. They can hit, boys. They can hit, boys. So I think Cole Irvin's a good play. Just realize it's risky. It's very, very risky. Same with Kyle Gibson at 72. He's been outstanding. The Twins can rake, but Gibson's been pretty good. So pick your poisons there if you so choose. And they'll be lower owned because Shane McClanahan from Tribe McClanahan is 7K at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. A Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim team that does not strike out a lot. That's one thing that's always kind of worrisome about the Angels. Trying to find them on my sheet here. They strike out 20.4% of the time versus lefties, 224 average, 171 ISO, 99 WRC+. A little bit of power, basically average offense versus left-handed pitching, but and very little strikeouts. So how deep McClanahan can go? That's another question. So 7K, I get it. He's going to be uber popular. That's where Kyle Gibson, that's where Eric Lauer, maybe even Alzolay, or not Lauer, Irvin, not Lauer, do not play Lauer, Irvin or Alzolay become interesting pivots off McClanahan. The other guy I like a ton tonight, if the game plays in St. Louis, which I'm really sketchy, as I record the night before, it looks bad. Maybe things change come daytime on Tuesday. That'd be outstanding. But our buddy here, Johan Oviedo, absolutely love him at $6,600 against the New York Mets. Saw his stat right when I was getting ready to record on MLB Network. Top five worst offenses scoring runs this season. The Mets are number two at 3.3 runs per game. Johan Oviedo, he went five innings in his last start, three earned seven Ks. He's got the strikeout stuff. He went 86 pitches, which is outstanding. 16 or more points in each start this year. And what I really, really love is he got nasty movement on his pitches. He's an elite pitcher, young pitcher. And he got a Minnesota or a Mets team tracking out 23.5% of the time versus righties, 241 average, 120 ISO, 92 WRC+. He's $6,600. I love the upside with Oviedo. Just got to make sure he's in the lineup. That's the key. Got to be in the lineup. If he's not in the lineup, or I mean, if got to make sure the game plays, if it doesn't get rained out. If the game plays, Oviedo is my favorite punt. I'll put Oviedo and DeGrom together in cash games. I'm totally on board with that. And just get all the bats you want. I think Oviedo and Pivetta make fun GPP lineups if you want to go that route. So definite ways to look at it with Oviedo. I think he's a phenomenal value today. So recapping the pitching, DeGrom at 11-1, lock, load, don't look back. Bauer at 10-7, interesting contrarian play, 7-inning game, could get that complete game rather easily. Something to consider there. You got Nola at 10-4, great pivot off the two big dogs. Love Nola. I know he's been up and down at times. It's usually been like one bad inning that does him in. He's got elite stuff, lots of strikeout upside against Milwaukee. So I could definitely go back to Nola at that one at 10-4. Huascar, you know, at $8,200, I think it's a really, really nice tournament play against the Nationals. You got Pavetta at 79. I love in cash and GPPs. I think he's a just outstanding play on this slate. He's going to be very, very popular, but like him quite a bit. Irvin, Gibson, McClanahan. You got those three guys down low in the 7K range. McClanahan's going to be the chalk. So if you want to be weird, go there. Gibson and Irvin, lots of risk incorporated with them. So keep that in mind. And last but not least, Johan Oviedo, love him. So if I have to like just narrow it down, DeGrom, Pavetta, Oviedo, Huascar. Those four are the main guys I'm looking at tonight. But you can mix and match if you're going deeper in the player pool. And we might see lineups come out that change things. So keep that in mind. Lots of stuff to go on there. Before we get to the bats on this show, again, you can follow me on Twitter at BDIntric. If you can give a rating and review to the podcast MLB DFS Quick Hits on iTunes, I would truly appreciate it. That would help me out a ton. If you'd like to watch the podcast, you can go to the RotoBaller YouTube channel. Go subscribe and like all that good stuff. And it's going to be Tuesday, folks. So get the free DraftKings plays that I write at rotoballer.com on Tuesday. If you want to get in the free Slack chat, just hit me up on Twitter. Give me your email address. We'll slide on in there and get you in the chat with the invite. So let me know all that good stuff. Let's get to the bats on this 12-game slate. All right, catcher's position. Realmuto went deep on Monday. Good play versus Lauer once again at 54. Don't hate that one bit. Salvi Perez at 5K. Love Kansas City tonight. Love Cleveland and Kansas City tonight. Hinches is making his debut, I believe, or one of his first few starts for Cleveland. Don't expect him to go too long on this one. So KC is definitely in play. Salvi at 5K. If you're paying up, Realmuto and Salvi both really, really strong plays. Sean Murphy continues to rake. He's 45 versus K, so some nice pay-up spots at catchers. I'm usually not a big pay-up for catcher spot. There's some good options if you so choose to do that. If not, let's drop on down and save some cashola. We got the likes of Vic Caratini against Keller. If he cracks line, he's 3,300. Jacob Stallings at 32 is another savings from Pittsburgh. Max Stassi got the night off on Monday. He's 3K versus McClanahan. Not sure I want to attack McClanahan. I'd rather go to William Contreras, not Wilson, his brother, for Atlanta. $2,800 versus Tyson Ross. I can definitely get on that one at $2,800. It's a good value with Contreras. Danny Jansen is 25 versus Cole Irvin. He's another nice value if you want to go that route. So there's definitely pay-up spots to catcher, a couple values as well. So different ways to build your lineup. So if you just want to go in cash, take a punt, go for it. No problem at all. First base position, you got Freddie against Ross. That's always a nice look. Vladdy versus Irvin. Sure, I like Freddie a little more in that matchup, but both very strong. Give me some Reese's Pieces. Had the day off on Monday against Eric Lauer at 54. Keep driving that one home. Carlos Santana swinging away. He's up to 52, though. It's hard for me to pay 52 for Carlos Santana, but he's earned it for now. I'll say that much. Going cheaper, though, Eric Hosmer at 46 versus Keller. Hosmer the night off on Monday, so make sure he's in the lineup on your wonderful Tuesdays. Matt Olson versus Kay. I don't think Kay is long for that game. I think Oakland takes him to Pound Town. So Olson's going to get Kay once or twice, and then some Toronto bullpen. Olson at 45 is a very nice price tag for your tournament plays. Going down farther, if you want to fade Bauer, you got Rizzo, Nate Lowe. Like Ty France, always love him. He's first base, second base versus Jorge Lopez. We like Seattle tonight versus Lopez. He's $4,000. Bobby Dalbec's going to get going eventually. He's 37 on DK. He's like 21 on FanDuel. Man, tournaments only, but he gets a lot of Detroit pitching for a few days. You got to like the potential for some domination in that one. So keep him in mind. And Alex Kirilloff, another great game on Monday. He's first base outfield eligible at $3,200. A little bit of a price bump. He's over 3K. Congratulations. Woo! But that's still too cheap. Still too cheap. And the other one, first base outfield, Josh Naylor, had another big game on Monday, swinging it really well, went deep. He's $2,800, first base outfield eligible. If you want to fade Minor and hope he's not long for the game, you can go ahead and get some cheap Josh Naylor as well. Second base, I got LeMahieu, who's interesting. He's got a lot of great history versus Greinke at 53. But Ozzie Albies is swinging a very hot bat. He's 5K. Nick Solak at 48 is a good value as well. Some cheaper plays or lower 4K plays, I should say. Brandon Lau, like we got to see who's pitching. Like some say it's Ohtani because he didn't pitch on Monday. Still might not be Ohtani. Who knows? He hit well. He went deep, had a big game again because he's freaking awesome. But we'll see if he pitches. If you're not playing Pivetta, Nico Goodrum at 42 is swinging it really, really well. Mentioned Ty France at 4K. Jake Cronenworth at 39 versus Keller is a nice value play. A few others down here. Dylan Moore is slowly getting it going. He's stealing bags. Tournament only, but 3,800 in his matchup. Nico Horner's up to 35. It's starting to take away some of the luster there, but I still like the kid quite a bit, so keep an eye on him. And then other than that, you really got to see who pops into these lineups for value. Maybe, no, I'm not going to even say it. Not going to say it. Not going to do it, Bob. So, yeah, check your lineups and see what comes up of those. Third base, you got J-Ram versus the lefty Minor at 56. That is definitely in play, but so is Rafael Devers at 55. Really strong play there for Rafael Devers. Like him quite a bit. Machado's not bad at 51 if you're stacking San Diego. Bregman versus Herman at 49. I like attacking Herman in this one. He's you know, the peripheral stats look very good for Herman, but as a whole, he's been kind of a smoke and mirrors type approach. So I think Houston's a nice contrarian angle. They're expensive, but I think they kind of get overlooked in that matchup in Yankee Stadium. So Bregman at 49 is a good contrarian play. Matt Chapman versus K at 48 is outstanding. Good value in that one. Kyle Seager versus Jorge Lopez. Lopez isn't good. It's not good at all. So Seager at 43, he's cash game viable and a good upside play. Austin Riley at 41, people will not even understand it. He's hitting 329 on the year with a lot of power. Hitting seventh for the Braves, people overlook him a lot. But he's very, very affordable. He was like 32 last week when I was touting him. Now he's 41, still a very good play, especially if you're stacking Atlanta. Don't sleep on Riley. If you're not using Pivetta, I mentioned him earlier, Candelario at 4K. Big time upside in that one. So lots of good plays here at third base. We haven't got to the below 4K. He's like Alec Baum at 37 against Eric Lowry. If you're stacking Philadelphia, Baum's been swinging it very, very well of late. He's hitting 250 over his last 10 games, averaging about 6 points per game. 5, 24, 0, 10, 7 over his last five. So Baum at 37 in play for you on a Tuesday. Other than that, when you get down to the low 3Ks, like Travis Shaw's contrarian versus Nola, but Hunter Dozier went deep on Monday, third base outfield eligible. Like him a lot for value at 33 versus Hinches. Kansas City's got a ton of value on this slate outside of like Santana and Merrifield. Dozier at 33 is a good one. Yeah, Santana, Perez, Merrifield expensive, rest of the lineup cheap. So you can get some good savings there with guys like Hunter Dozier. And that's about it for now until we see some lineups and get to make some more moves. Shortstop position, Fernando Tatis Jr., Bo Bichette, both great plays. Again, if you want to be contrarian with Correa, go for it. Bogaerts at 53, so you got Tatis, Bichette, Bogaerts, Correa. Pick your poison, basically. If you're, they should be parts of stacks. That's the bottom line. Be a part of a stack. That's what you get. If I had to pick one of the four for cash, it's Xander Bogaerts versus Fulmer because he's cheapest and obviously actually has probably the best matchup. So Bogaerts at 53 would be my top play in that group out of cash. They got Trey Turner's only $4,900 for Yanoa. If you're fading there, I like that quite a bit. A few others to go to. I mentioned Nico Goodrum at 42. Didi Gregorius at 41 versus Lowry. He hits lefties just fine, so don't sleep on that one bit. You can go that route for sure. A few other ones to take a peek at for you here. You got Nico Horner at 35. We talked about Paul DeJong not going against DeGrom. But like Luis Urias versus Nola's 34 if you want to get weird. You could go that route. Freddie Galvis at 33 is a good value. Jose Iglesias at 31. So a couple of cheapies down here if you need to, but I prefer to pay up at the shortstop position on Tuesday. Outfield, you know, you got the usual suspects. Trout's awesome. Buxton keeps getting on stole bag on Monday. He's $6,300. The price is crazy, but he's getting it done. So don't hate on that one bit. See if Bryce Harper's in the lineup. It'd be a great matchup versus Lauer for sure. Harper was he was out Monday night, re-aggravated his wrist injury. So keep that one in mind when you break it all down. A few others to look at, obviously. You got like J.D. Martinez is on fire. He's 58. George Springer's back. He's 57. But Ramon Laureano at 56 went deep on Monday. Love the A's tonight. Love the A's. So jump on board there. Trent Grisham at 53 is a very solid play. Stanton at 51, awesome tournament play versus Greinke. I'm not a Greinke fan, so feel free to attack at your own will. I'm fine with that. The Franmil homer, a couple doubles on Monday, go right back to the well there at $4,900. All aboard the Cleveland train against Minor, and Franmil is near the front of that bus. Verdugo at 45, definitely in cash. You could go there. Yelich is back, so if you want to be contrarian versus Noel, he's 4,400. He's worth a gamble. A few others, Teoscar Hernandez. He's come back, and he has started hitting right away. So don't sleep on Teoscar. He has picked up right where he left off last season. Good play at $4,200. Good value. Cedric Mullins went deep on Monday. He's 41. He is in play for sure. So this is why outfield, it's always hard to spend up. You spend up like a shortstop in other places. Outfield, there's so much value. Like Grichik at 4K is a good look if you're fading Irvin. Mitch Haniger at only 39 is outstanding price. Laplau missed Monday, shoulder injury from Sunday or Saturday. If he's back, he's 38. I mentioned Dylan Moore. Schwarber tournament only 37. Eddie Rosario went deep on Monday. Great play from Cleveland. Contrarian play at $3,700. So in play with you there. Gurriel Jr. is only 36. Again, if you're fading Irvin, you can look at that play. Brad Miller is 35 for Philadelphia. But Adolis Garcia and Joey Gallo both went deep on Monday. They're both $3,500 versus J.A. Happ. So nice value for you in that one. Jorge Soler, again, we're fading Hinches. Soler's only 3,400. Mentioned Dozier at 33. So a couple pieces of Kansas City savings like we talked about. A few other ones that I will play over and over again. Yadiel Hernandez at 32 and Alex Kirilloff at 32. They're both cash game viable with tournament one-off appeal. I just keep playing them. Hernandez, it's third. Power-speed combo. Kirilloff is just a monster hitting fifth. Both in play for you. Jurickson Profar at 32 is a decent value as well, but I prefer Kirilloff and Yadiel Hernandez over Profar, but all three are in play. A few others for you. Kyle Tucker in a contrarian way is only 3,100. Calhoun's down to 3,100. Tyler O'Neill not doing that one. Like Benintendi 3K swinging a really, really hot stick. Mentioned him last night. He went deep on Monday. It's the week of Stephen Piscotty with six lefties for the A's to face. Piscotty's 3K and he's like 22 on FanDuel. So have fun with that. But Piscotty at 3K is another really, really solid value play on this slate. So there's lots of them. As we mentioned Josh Naylor. He's a guy you could take a look at. Tons of them down here. Tons and tons and tons. So check the lineups when they come out and we'll see what damage we can do. All right, recapping your pitching real quick on this 12-gamer. You got DeGrom up top, 11-1. Lock, load, good. You got Trevor Bauer at 10-7. Only a 7-inning game, so keep that in mind. Nola at 10-4. Nice pivot off of those big dogs. Oscar Yanoa at 82. Really, really good tournament play. Like that one quite a bit. Pivetta at 79, cash and GPP-wise. Should be popular, but phenomenal play versus Detroit with the price point. You could definitely go that route. Cole Irvin, Kyle Gibson, McClanahan. $7,000 to $7,400. McClanahan will be the most popular of the group. Makes me want to use some Gibson and Irvin to be different. And if that Mets Cardinals game does play, does not get rained out, Johan Oviedo at 66. Love him. So again, DeGrom, Yanoa, Pivetta, Oviedo are my main four right now. We'll mix and match. We'll see what lineups come out, see how things change. And you can get all my insight at the Fantasy DGen Slack chat, which is free. So hit me up over there. I'm on Twitter at BDentric. If you give a rate and review on the podcast, I'd be much, much appreciated. If you're stacking it up on a Tuesday, love Kansas City. Love a game stack there, Kansas City and Cleveland. Seattle, Baltimore's got a fun game stack as well. Prefer Seattle over Baltimore, but both in play. Love Oakland versus K. Love Boston versus Fulmer. So it's like Kansas City, Oakland, Boston, probably my three favorite ones, but you can go a lot of ways. Atlanta's in play. Toronto's in play. Houston's a contrarian play. Lots of angles on this slate. So again, hit me up on Twitter, Slack chat. Check out my article on rotoballer.com. Check out the video at Rotoballer's YouTube channel. All the good stuff. But good luck on your Tuesday. 12-game slate. I'll be back with you on Wednesday. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, Tuesday, May 4th edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.